Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhard, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today I want to talk about, am I the problem? So this is a recent reflection, realizing, you know, people are our mirrors, right? They show us who we are. So anytime we're with people, whether it be another person just one-on-one or a group or, you know, crowd, they can really show us more of who we are. You know, it's easy to be a peaceful, life-giving person when you're all by yourself, right? If you want to know who you truly are, go be in heavy traffic. Go be in the midst problems that are happening. Go be with a group of people for a length of time, and you will find out more about your character than you ever will being at home by yourself. So I had this interaction with this person, and I realized this person was mirroring back for me something that I needed to really address. And in essence, I realized in that moment, like, I hate having a need with another person. Now, this is really silly. Okay, it really is. There's no logic there. And so when I realized, whoa, I need to delve deeper into this, I really started to think about that. Why? And I didn't, you know, I don't really care about the way that I'm seen as far as if I'm weak or vulnerable, because as many of you loyal listeners know, listen, I'll tell all my stuff, you know, there's nothing I'm going to hide. But why in the world do I feel like I don't want to be needy with a person? So I really stepped into that, and I was delving into it, and there were some things that came up from being a kid, because of course, you know, a lot of our conditioning came from the first 8 years of our life. And because of the dynamics, I will say, within my family, my early family, my first family, I realized that I was kind of gifted, bad gift in a reality, but I was gifted the conditioning of, I am a problem. I am the problem. My needs are a problem. And I had lots and lots of messages over the years for that. And really it came from, my parents were highly stressed. They were trying to just survive. And it's just a way of them to maybe control, in order to say, okay, this variable called Michelle is in her place, so now I can attend to other things. And so I began to adjust my behavior to be, you know, small and unseen and unheard, because I didn't want to be a problem. So in essence, what I did was I denied my needs at that very young age, because I had this, you know, inherent message of like, everything that's wrong in this family is my fault. Now, as a 4, 5, 6, 7 year old kid, our homeless situation was not my fault. Our poverty situation was not my fault. The mental health of my mother was not my fault, right? There were many things that were not my fault, but I internalized it that I was. And so for years, I mean, even up till just the last few days of approaching this, realizing that I had that in me, I'm a problem. I am the problem, and my needs are a problem. Well, guess what? That whole bundle of beliefs right there, that's a problem. Because as I'm really trying to, you know, work on myself, number one, and asking people for help, if I have this, I'm a problem, it's going to keep me from asking for help. If I'm truly trying to connect with another individual, and I'm not willing to share my problems or be honest, that's a problem, right? You're not being authentic. And so this is an area that I'm trying to work on. And as I was doing this reflection, I was like, oh my God, that's why I do the work I do. it was like this epiphany, like, yes, of course. That I help people, you know, somebody asked me at this conference last week, you know, what do you do? And I said, honestly, I just kind of wander the world and, you know, flick my magic wand and help people solve their problems and teach them how to solve their own problems. They're like, wow, that's pretty big. I'm like, yep, that's pretty much what I do. The form and fashion of them is very different. You know, I said, you've got the podcast. I've got, you know, I do some speaking. I do training. I've got membership groups. We've got some books coming out. Like, we got a lot of stuff going on, right? But it's a different form of the same thing, that I'm helping you to learn how to solve your own problems. And I had that epiphany of like, oh, I'm literally within my work, I am trying to solve the Michelle problem. That this message of I am the problem, I am a problem, my needs are a problem, let's solve that. But we'll solve it in other people. Because up until now, it didn't feel safe or right in order to even approach that problem that's within me. And I think it has helped me become good at what I do. And I think many of you loyal listeners, you would say, yes, 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 please, more, right? And I'm not saying, you know, hey, now that I figured this out, I'm not going to help people. But I have this, I don't know, this new thought in me of like, wow, what would happen if I just changed that dynamic from, you know, Michelle, you're not a problem. You're definitely not the problem. And your needs are not a problem, right? Your needs are an inherent part of who you are. And so I'm playing with this. I don't have answers necessarily for this. I just thought this was a great kind of realization. And also I'm committed to sharing examples with you that are real time, present right now in my life, and kind of fleshing out how these epiphanies come into our life and what do we do with them, right? Because if we're going to change our thinking to change our life, you have to understand the process of that thinking. So when this aha moment comes and you're like, oh man, you know, we could go into, and I've done this in the past, you could go into the grief and the loss, right, of the situation and say, you know, and maybe I did momentarily, honestly, as I was thinking about it, like, yeah, as a 5-year-old, like, look at all that weight and responsibility that was put on me. So yes, if that's part of your process, you absolutely can do that, but don't get stuck there, right? Because come back to the present moment and say, okay, well, how has it affected me? And that realization that it has changed the work that I do and that I'm really good at it. And oh, the really cool thing is if I'm really good at it with other people, oh, I could do that for myself. And so now it's this energizing, encouraging, inspirational kind of thing for me to go, I know how to do this. I'll just treat myself like I treat everybody else. Okay. So again, great example of like, it sneaks up on you sometimes, you're not ready for it. And don't get caught in all of the emotions of it all. You can process your emotions out, but always, you know, at some point come back to that. So what? So what am I going to do with this? Okay. So, you know, for this episode, just think about, you know, what is your relationship to being the problem? Right? What is your relationship to your needs are a problem? Some of you, I know you, and you're like, this is a foreign concept to me. What do you think? What do you mean my needs are a problem? My needs are my needs. Heck yeah, go with that, right? But then some of you, I know who you are, and I know that you struggle with this. And so, you know, just saying, check in with that, see what you think, you know, and I don't know where that road is going to take you because I'm kind of looking at the road in front of me right now, but at least we can do it together. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.